Later, Jack stops by Mojo's place, a little apartment on St. Alexis. Dominique and Mojo are in the kitchen having an intense conversation.
You were walking on Rue Saint-Paul.
Yeah, I had just crossed over St. Francis Xavier.
Up or down?
What's that?
You were walking up or down?
I was walking up St. Paul.
And then you weren't?
I was and I wasn't.
Excuse me, what are you two talking about?
You were and you weren't?
I was here and I was there.
The same street? St. Paul, St. Francis?
Yeah, but I was seeing this place and another place.
What happened?
Two different places?
No, more like two of the same place.
At the same time?
That's right.
You mean two different places at the same time?
No, I mean two of the same places at the same time.
Jack, what is this man saying?
I have no idea.
Why can't this man make sense?
I'm making perfect sense.
Not to me, not to Jack, so?
You keep interrupting me.
Because you make no sense.
Mojo, what happened?
I saw the other city.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Because you wouldn't let me finish.
You were there?
Close, yeah.
What close? You see it, but you're not there?
Well, that's close.
Seeing is not being there, is it?
Hey, be nice now.
Then speak so I can understand.
Why don't you have a cigarette?
You want me to leave?
No, you can smoke it here.
Every time you say go outside.
This calls for an exception. Here.
Merci.
Mojo, what did you see?
There were people walking around, but they weren't from around here.
How do you know?
Because I knew I was somewhere else.
Ah, so you were somewhere else?
No, I was right there on the corner of St. Paul and St. Francis.
You were here, but you stepped into a different time.
No, I was here and it was now.
How did they dress?
They were wearing what I'd say was a sort of a past future.
What the hell is that?
It was maybe like Renaissance in some futuristic alien kind of dress.
Like what?
Like they were wearing what was puffy shoulders, very colorful. Looked like part Renaissance fair and part science fiction.
You saw this?
Oh, yeah.
I guess if it's an alternative world, or in this case, an alternative Montreal, then one can assume their style of dress won't be like ours. In fact, it can be anything.
Why?
Because an alternative world, or maybe it's just a city within a city, may well have existed as long as the old city of Montreal, only it developed on a parallel course.
I didn't imagine this.
Dominique, you're the only one who told us about the other city. Now, why don't you believe Mojo?
I didn't say I don't believe him.
Look, for all we know, this whole city of old Montreal is a vortex. Now, you're the one who suggested that others have had the same experience Mojo had. So why are you being so damn difficult?
Am I difficult?
We need your help, and you know that.
Okay. I have to go.
But wait. I have something to tell both of you.
I don't have time.
Great. Mojo, what's her problem?
She's insecure.
Her?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's jealous.
Why is that?
Because it happened to you. It didn't happen to her. She... Can you open a window?
Sure thing.
Why do you let her smoke in here?
It calms her down. So, what is it you want to tell me?
Let's get out of here, okay?
You want to get something to eat?
Where?
At Gibby's.
What's that, a fast food joint?
No, that's a really fine restaurant here in the old city.
Gibby's.
Trust me, I know my chitlins.
Wow, you weren't kidding. This food is fabulous.
I wouldn't lead you astray. At least not when it comes to eating.
Mm-hmm. Ah, and this wine. Great.
Yeah, these Quebecers know their food. So what did you want to tell me?
Well, I met that mysterious woman.
Which one's that?
You know.
All the women up here are a mystery to me.
The one that you can see through.
Did you see through her today?
Yes. We had a talk.
What's her name?
Madame Chow.
That's her name?
No. No, it's just that every time I try to get information out of her, she stands up, pays her check, and walks away. Ciao.
Madam Ciao. I like that.
You know, Mojo, I have the feeling she may help, but if only I knew the right words to say to her.
Like some magic incantation?
God knows. I feel I'm really close to something, but I don't even know what that is.
You know what I'd do if I were you?
What?
Follow her.
Mojo, I don't know if I'll ever even see her again.
Listen, both times you saw her, wasn't it in the same place?
Well, the first time was on St. Paul near St. Vincent, and this time she was sitting in a sidewalk cafe, the Cafe Napoli.
Man, that's like right next door to each other.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the next time she's
going to be... What time was it?
When?
When she was in the cafe.
Around 4 in the afternoon.
Well, tomorrow, trust me, she's going to be in that cafe.
How do you know that?
I got a feeling about this. What you're going to do is hang around where she can't see you. When she comes out of that cafe, follow her.
She'll recognize me.
No, man. You just got to look more French.
How? By wearing a beret?
Hey, I told you about that hat shop, Henri Henri, up on St. Catherine.
Henri Henri.
I'm not making this up. I've been wanting to get a beret.
Mojo, I don't think my wearing a beret will be exactly what I'd call a disguise.
No, not if you keep wearing your white suits up here. I can spot you 3 blocks away. Man, you even glow in the dark.
Mojo, I like white suits.
Well, that's cool, but not when you're tailing somebody.
Okay. Look, I'll dress very left bank, existential, whatever.
Now that's being cool.
You know, I wonder what ever happened to the Bohemians.
Yeah, they're still around, but they're so cool, they just slip right by you and you don't even know it.
Okay, tomorrow, new wardrobe and 4 p.m., I'll be lurking.
Take Dominique with you.
Dominique?
Couples blend in better.
Dominique?
She's tall. You can stoop a bit. You can hide behind her.
She's too thin.
Make it easier to peek around.
Dominique?
She told me she likes being around you.
Oh, yeah. You're kidding me.
No.
She terrorizes me.
Well, that's why she likes being around you.
Yeah, I should have guessed that.
She's just being French.
Well, that's no excuse.
You sure about that?
Look, we better keep our voices down. We're outnumbered in here.
That's okay. You ought to hear what they say about us Americans.
I'd rather not.
So, take Dominique.
Dominique.
Trust me on this.
Okay. Tomorrow, Dominique.
She may surprise you.
Mojo, she always surprises me. That's the problem.
The next day, Mojo and Jack go to the hat shop Henri Henri to try on berets.
You wear a size 7 7/8.
Yeah. I have a fat head.
And you?
Me?
7 1/4.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The sound does not matter, it's the fit. Huh. Ah, very nice.
Oh, great. I look so stupid wearing a beret.
And you look fine.
No, you're the one who looks fine. In fact, you know, you look like Thelonious Monk or some jazz musician who was born wearing a beret.
Like Charlie Parker?
Yeah, you do look like Bird.
I look like the bird. Jack, step away from that mirror. I got to see myself. Woo. Now that dude look good, doesn't he?
You could play in a jazz club.
Well, actually, that's what he does.
Ah, perfect.
I don't think I'll ask about what I look like.
No. You look like a famous French lyricist.
Oh, really? Which one?
Jacques Prévert.
That's right.
Mojo, do you even know what Jacques Prévert looks like?
No, but sounds good.
And it fits.
Okay, you win.
Later that afternoon, just about 4 o'clock, Jack walks to his rendezvous with Dominique.
I don't know. Wearing this beret makes me feel like I should be riding a bicycle with a loaf of bread tucked under my arm. Oh, I knew it. Now someone is laughing at me already.
Oh.
Oh, my God, it's her.
Oh, Jack,
You look wonderful. I never would have recognized
oh,
you.
Oh, come on. You spotted me right off.
That's because Mojo told me how silly you look.
Mojo said that?
He's very honest.
I know.
He said you may need some tweaking.
Oh, really?
Oh, you wear your beret like a toupee.
Well, it feels like one.
Come here, bend down a little. I'm not going to bite your nose. I want to reseat your beret, okay? Let's see, which side shall we tip it? This side? Not so good. This side? Not so bad. You should wear this all the time.
Why?
You look okay in a beret. Not French, but okay.
Oh, well, thank you.
Did I terrorize you?
Did Mojo tell you? He did, didn't he?
Of course. But you haven't said anything about what I'm wearing.
Well, you look amazing.
I know.
But aren't we supposed to be blending in?
We are.
But you look awfully fashionable to be tailing someone.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. There she is, right on time.
Madame Chao?
Oh, whatever her name is. She'll probably go into the Café Napoli. No. She's stopping to speak to the blind street musician. Oh, my God. Do you see that?
What?
Well, she's doing it. She's becoming transparent.
You're right.
Yes. Oh, she's solid again.
She's moving. Come on.
But we're supposed to tail her.
She's going into the café. We can see her from in there. Come on, move it, Jack.
Dominique drags Jack into one of the numerous souvenir shops. She watches from the window as Jack examines their stuff.
Who buys this junk?
Tourists. Americans. Like you.
Not me.
Do you see how she looks this way and then that way?
Well, maybe she's expecting me.
She is very pretty.
Oh? I hadn't noticed.
Liar.
I like this sign over here. Children left unattended will be sold as slaves. Are these road signs here? Moose crossing. The general motif of this store seems to be canoes, beavers, and moose.
She's leaving. Come on.
Already?
Come on, pick up your big feet. Let's go and go.
Okay.
Come on.
Right. Where is she going?
How would I know?
Is she headed down toward the harbor?
Who knows?
It's getting foggy. Does that happen this time of year?
Sometimes.
And that's why it's getting dark?
Shh.
Well, where are we?
Shut up. Listen. Do you hear?
Yeah. Sounds like that blind street musician. But we just saw him back there.
I know.
Maybe he's on roller skates.
Shut up, okay?
Can you see her?
No, but I think she's going to the music.
It sounds like it's coming from up there.
Go see.
You're not coming?
I'll wait.
Well, if this fog keeps getting thicker, how will I find you?
Just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you? Just pucker your lips and blow.
I'll see you later, sailor. I won't go far.
I know.
Let's see. If I'm not mistaken, it's coming from straight ahead. So if I just keep... Ow! Damn it, I just walked right into a wall. What is this? A cul-de-sac? Cul-de-sac Jack. Yeah, right. Now where is that accordion? On the other side of this wall? There must be a door along here somewhere. I can't find anything. There's no door, there's no window. It's just a brick wall. I give up. Hey. Wait. There's things moving around in the fog. I think they're people. Is the fog clearing? Hey. There's an open square. And sunlight. What's going on here? The fog closing up again. There goes the sun. Well, that's it. Back to the pea soup. Dominique? Are you there? Oh, great. Dominique!
Yes, Jack?
Oh.
Did I frighten you?
Very funny.
So you found nothing, yes?
Yes, nothing.
C'est la vie.
Whatever.
I'm disappointed.
You knew this was a cul-de-sac, didn't you?
Hmm?
You let me walk into this wall.
No.
I could have broken my nose.
Poor Jack. Are you okay?
No, I banged my head.
Oh. Next time, I go first.
I don't think there'll be a next time.
Show me where you hurt.
Look, are we just going to stand out here in the fog?
I like the fog.
It's getting chilly. Aren't you?
No.
Right. Here. Put on my jacket.
No.
Why not?
Because.
Because what?
I am impossible.
I know that. Put it on anyway.
Okay. Merci.
Yeah. Mercy.